And now this is a dictation. For Linda Clevenger, CLE, VS in Victor, ENGER, August 1760, addressed as a letter to Dr. Reichmann, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N. Dear Dr. Reichmann, post-hospital follow-up for Linda. She presented with acute and chronic renal failure associated to DKA, hyperosmolar state, glucose more than 1,300, did not receive dialysis, kidney function improved, background of diabetic nephropathy, there were hypertension, problems of high potassium, lactic acidosis, comes accompanied with Sean, S-E-A-N, has been short long-acting and insulin, as well as semaglutide, S-E-M-A-G-L-U-T-I-D-E, in a weekly basis. Diabetes in the morning in the 130s, as high as 200 through the day. They are not aware of the last A1C. They have not seen eye doctor or podiatrist. She has chronic memory abnormalities. Review system right now denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies decreasing urination, no infection, cloudiness, or blood, denies severe numbness, tingling, burning, claudication symptoms, open ulcers, not too physically active, arthritis of the knees, no pericardial wrap, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, no dyspnea, denies orthopnea, PND. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight low dose of lisinopril, metoprolol, Demadex, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, present weight 146, blood pressure 118.64, memory issues, no expressive aphasia, no localized valvulitis, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap gallop, no palpable neck masses, no gross carotid bruit, JBD, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no edema, no gross focal deficits. Next paragraph, there is no new chemistries. In the hospital, a nuclear medicine scan, there was a small area of fixed defect. There was mild ischemia surrounding this area. Ejection fraction was normal and no valve abnormalities. He did have normal sized kidneys without obstruction and no reported urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Diabetic nephropathy, next number, recent acute and chronic renal failure, as indicated above at the time of DKA and hyperosmolar coma with electrolyte acid-base abnormalities. All these blood tests need to be updated. Clinically, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no evidence of valium overload. We see what the new chemistry shows, so advice about diet, advice about potassium acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH, and management of anemia. Needs to follow with yourself as well as eye exam. Follow-up of these ischemic abnormalities on the stress testing with cardiology. Further advice to follow with results, end of dictation.